you're going bust. For those that we've let cross her line and abuse her sacred touch. Hey, if you're legal, you can fly with the eagle. Live the dream and make yourself a name. But if you ain't legal, you can't fly with the eagle. No, you need to leave here and go back from where you came.
That's right, folks. Good evening. Dan Howard here, your host of the Outrage Patriots Radio Show. It's Monday, May the 28th, 2007, Memorial Day, one of the great holidays in our great country of the United States of America. We pay tribute to those who have served and fallen for our country and for our homeland. All soldiers, police officers, firefighters, many other public servants. It's been one heck of a week, people. It's our second episode, so like I told them last week, pretty new at this, so bear with me. We'll get through it as best as we can. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. First of all, right here in our hometown, we had a very historic city council meeting on Thursday night, Tulsa, Oklahoma. The city of Tulsa has had a sanctuary city policy in regards to its police department and its ability to question the immigration status of the citizens here. That was covered at the city council. Also, this past week, Tom Tancredo put praises on a new book that hit the market that explains the situation real well with the majority of those immigrating to our country illegally and what their future agenda is. And in other news, we had some illegal aliens from El Salvador that were arrested here in the last couple of weeks in New York, up near Long Island, involved in a gang rape situation. And we'll also cover news on some MS-13 violent gang members. These were the kingpins that were convicted on racketeering charges in the state of Maryland. And we'd also like to send out kudos to U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe. He introduced legislation this month to push for English becoming the official language of the United States of America. And we also have a little situation out in Arizona. A lady by the name of Michelle Della Croce is the leader of the group Mothers Against Illegal Aliens. She has vowed to take out Senator Kyle and Senator McCain of Arizona in the next elections due to their pro-illegal immigration stance on the current legislation pending in the U.S. Senate. We also have a story out of Mission, Texas, on a fella who is also an illegal alien, operating an ice cream truck. And out of the back of this ice cream truck, he elected to allegedly sell marijuana and ice cream to youngsters at that. I've got an article here from Jane Chastain of the World News Daily on a modern-day Paul Revere covering a legislator in the state of Pennsylvania that has proven that he is an American by taking on statewide and communicating with state legislatures all over the country the issues of illegal immigration and legislation that must be enacted for those states to avoid the situation like California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas are currently having with illegal immigration, the crisis. And we also have a piece by Joel Onderjack out of Fort Lauderdale. It's posted in the Sun Sentinel. Entitled that story is Senate Immigration Proposal is a Betray of the Public. Also, I want to advise people of our website. It's www.outragedpatriots.com. That's O-U-T-R-A-G-E-D. Past tense, yes, we are already outraged. And patriots, with an S on the end, plural. Numerous, many of us, millions of pissed off American patriots that are uniting more and more people in our cause each and every day. who are sending hundreds of thousands of faxes and phone calls and emails to their legislators on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., who have either chosen to pursue the socialist agenda by backing illegal immigration so that more illegal aliens can gain access to our voter rolls and thus in turn vote a liberal socialist agenda. And we're also battling with those senators from the Republican side who have chosen to sell out to big business and or special interest groups and lobbyists by betraying the American public. Yes, if you all see a tower to the east high on the horizon with no light on top, and you drive from California through Arizona, New Mexico, Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma, on through Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, Maryland, all the way out to Washington, D.C., that tower is the largest middle finger in the world, being held up by nearly the majority of the legislature at the American people over their stance on illegal immigration. Yes, people, it is a power play, and these people are trying to send a message to us that big business and socialism, when they are on the same ticket, that they are going to prevail in this country and squash the vote of we the people. Well, I, like you, disagree, and I am actively getting the word out on this un-American, very unethical, immoral action by many of our legislators, not all of them, but most of them. And I, along with many other activists and fellow Americans who've had a gutful of this betrayal of the U.S. Trust, I'm going to spread the word every day for the rest of my life until we get this situation turned around. And for those of you out there, I know there's many of you. If you haven't seen our website or seen the news that we're relaying to the American public or what our position is on this subject, you're free to log on to our website at www.outragedpatriots.com. That's OUTRAGED, patriots.com, and we have email at outragedpatriots@AOL.com. Also, one other item of interest that you ought to check when you go to our website, in the top left corner, there's an important survey. We are currently building a member list to hold a huge grassroots fundraiser for U.S. Representative Tom Tancredo out of Colorado, a true champion on the issue of illegal immigration, along with wonderful men in our Congress by the name of Ron Paul and Duncan Hunter. But at this time, we're putting on a grassroots fundraiser. We're planning one in Tulsa and one in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. So for those of you who support the cause and you're too far away to make this event, we do appreciate your support, and I'm sure Tom Tancredo could sure use your support. If you'd like to donate to his campaign directly, you can do so by going to www.teamtancredo.com. That's teamtancredo.com. But if you would click on that link and let us know if you'd be interested in participating in such an event. We don't have dates yet, but we are compiling a list of those who would be committing to attending and giving this man more support. We need to keep him in the race, hopefully all the way to the finish line, but as long as possible so that we can make the 08 election, make it totally about one issue, and that being illegal immigration and the end of said activity. Also, for those of you who want to publicly express yourself, we have Outraged Patriots t-shirts and ball caps available. You can see photos of those on our website, and there are instructions on how to order those. Also, we have the large 15-foot-high, 50-foot-wide Outrage Patriots billboard. For those of you who haven't seen it, we've got a photo of it at the top right corner of the Outrage Patriots website, and it has run in Oklahoma City for the last month, and the first month of April it ran in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I believe we're going to erect this beautiful billboard for the third month in Little Rock, Arkansas, near I-30, I-40 junction, so we can catch everyone eastbound out of California all the way to Dallas, Texas, eastbound, intersecting at the big junction en route to Memphis. So watch for the Outrage Patriots billboard in that area soon. And We're always accepting donations to help keep the billboard up. It runs anywhere from $1,500 to $2,500 a month, depending on location. And you can donate online at OutragePatriots.com if you choose to help support the continued presence of a huge symbol of Americanism, and that it is okay to question your government whenever they are questioning the U.S. Constitution. Okay, first up on the news tonight, this is out of WABC-TV, Eyewitness News in Central Islip, New York. This is from May 17th. The headline reads, Cops say high school student gang raped by illegal aliens. Two arrests made, one suspect on the loose. Police have arrested two men and are searching for a third accused of raping a Long Island student. Authorities say the attack happened near the teenage victim's high school in Central Islip on Carlton Avenue. Now there are questions about whether the rape was part of a gang initiation. Long Island reporter Lauren DeFranco has details from Central Islip. The details of this crime are horrifying. Prosecutors say the victim was grabbed right off the street and gang raped at knife point. Police are still searching for a third suspect. It really is a shame that it did happen, one student said. My heart goes out to the girl. It is a crime that has young women thinking twice about walking alone around here. Prosecutors describe it as a brutal attack in which three alleged gang members are accused of abducting a high school girl at knife point and simultaneously raping her in a parking lot behind a bar on Carlton Avenue. You just got to pray to God and just hope for the best for her, another student said. I think that's horrifying, especially for the parents, knowing that their child just left the house and then to be attacked. Police say 26-year-old Leonidas Bonillo grabbed the girl off the street. They claim he and 17-year-old Ariel Mayea are facing multiple charges, including kidnapping, rape, and sexual assault. These allegations involve a brutal rape, defense attorney Ed Yule said. It's an allegation. It's about as gruesome on paper as it can be. Investigators say the accused gang members are illegal immigrants from El Salvador. Sources say the men left clothing behind, which led to their arrest. Police are searching for a third suspect, which is leaving high school students nervous about their own safety. I'm a walker, one student said. You don't want to wish that upon nobody. That's the worst thing that can happen to any girl, unquote. Both men are being held on $250,000 cash bail. Anyone with information on the third suspect is urged to call police, or you can contact, again, WABC-TV out of Long Island area, New York, and I'm sure they will direct you to the right resources, to the sources to contact on that matter. The next story I want to cover is out of Greenbelt, Maryland, and this is off the AP Wire. Three MS-13 leaders are convicted on racketeering charges. A federal jury has convicted three members of the street gang MS-13 on racketeering charges stemming from Washington area gang murders, assaults, robberies, and other offenses. The panel in Greenbelt found Jose Cruz Diaz, 28, and Omar Vasquez, 28, along with Henry Zelaya, 20, guilty of conspiracy to participate in a racketeering enterprise. The three are among 26 alleged members of the Latino gang to be prosecuted under the federal RICO statute, which is normally used for organized crime. Prosecutors say Zelaya and Diaz both headed smaller units of MS-13 in Washington and Maryland called CLICS. Vasquez was allegedly sent from El Salvador to run all the CLICS in the Washington area. All three men face up to life in prison when they are sentenced this summer. Of the MS-13 suspects charged in the case, including the latest guilty verdicts, five have been convicted and seven have pled guilty. Well, for those of you who say we don't have a major illegal alien gang problem in this country, all I can tell you right now is recent news reports estimate that law enforcement estimates that we now have about 5,000 MS-13 gang members minimum living in 3,500 cities and 42 states, and I'm sure the number's climbing. One other bit I'd like to cover is on a U.S. senator right here from my hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Republican by the name of Senator Jim Inhofe. This was on the CNBC News website. The headline reads, Senator Inhofe leads official English push in U.S. Senate. Senate Amendment 1335 would make English the official language of the United States. Adding to the growing call for an official language, Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe introduced legislation in May of 2007 that would make English the official language of the United States. The Hayakawa Official Language Act would make English the official language of the United States, reducing the legal entitlement of government services in another language. Moro Mayuka said, if senators are as committed to assimilation effort as they are, I hope that we will soon see a flurry of support for Senator Inhofe's legislation. Chairman of United States English Inc. went on to say, our nation has become a model for the world, not because we're all of the same nationality, but because our common language of English has allowed us to assimilate those differences into a shared nationality called American. Last year, Senator Inhofe introduced an amendment to the Senate immigration bill to make English the national language of the United States. This measure passed the Senate by a bipartisan vote of 62-35. That is nearly 2-1. But what was held up as part of the stalled immigration reform effort? Nationwide polls have found that 85% of Americans supporting making English the official language of the United States. With high degrees of support from immigrants, Hispanics, and among Democrats, Republicans, and independents. This is one of many bills pending on the federal and state levels to reduce government multilingualism and stress the importance of English learning. In the U.S. House of Representatives, House Resolution 997 has 100 bipartisan co-sponsors, while 20 states have seen official English legislation introduced to their chambers this year alone. In March, Idaho became the 29th state to enact official English legislation following Arizona's enactment in 2006. In this age of increased immigration, it is time for the government to focus on making sure that new immigrants quickly become part of our society, Majuka said. Government multilingualism provides a harmful long-term crutch that keeps immigrants from learning English and achieving the American dream. Senate Resolution 1335 provides a pro-immigrant, pro-American policy that will serve our nation well, and I look forward to its consideration in the Senate. U.S. English Inc. is the oldest and the largest nonpartisan citizens action group dedicated to preserving the unifying role of the English language in the United States. It was founded in 1983 by the late Senator Hayakawa of California. And one last bit of news here I thought I might cover is from redstate.com. It's the headline, Arizona Republican Activist Vows to Take Out Senator Kyle and Senator John McCain. Goes on to state that Arizona Senators John Kyle and John McCain might not want to mess with Michelle Della Croce of Mothers Against Illegal Aliens. She was on Neil Cavuto's Your World on Fox News this week to talk about the immigration bill and proceeded to cut up her Republican Party card. She then promised to campaign against Kyle and McCain, two key architects of the bill, with Senator Teddy Kennedy, captain of the Chappaquiddick swim team, and with the White House. Della Croce was particularly peeved with Kyle, whom she called a liar and, quote, a flip-flopper, unquote. Pressure from constituents like Della Croce could be why Kyle might be looking to distance himself from the bill now. Well, I hope that is true. And if that is true, we owe Michelle Della Croce of Mothers Against Illegal Aliens.com one huge thank you. Well, like I said, we've had a fairly interesting week here in Tulsa. And when we come back from our half-hour break, I'll cover the Thursday night meeting we had with the Tulsa City Council. Again, the City Council had a resolution that was originally submitted, I believe, by Mayor Kathy Taylor of Tulsa, Oklahoma, the commonly referred to individual, the Sanctuary City Mayor of Oklahoma. And she initially introduced the policy that would only allow and authorize the Tulsa Police Department to check the immigration status of those arrested for felony charges. that is basically a slap in the face, because you are by the time you're arresting folks on felony charges, it's too late. They already belong in jail, and it negates 95%, in my opinion, just an overwhelming majority of the crime that is going on in our community. It negates those officers' ability to question those on misdemeanor crimes such as domestic abuse, driving under the influence of alcohol, carrying concealed weapons, simple assaults. You know, you can write a hot check, and if it's a high enough amount, that's a felony. But you can go out here and get into a bar fight or have a drunk driving accident and only wind up with a misdemeanor charge. So that policy, or that resolution introduced by Mayor Taylor, was obvious in its attempt to try to perpetuate a sanctuary city policy and keep the police officers of Tulsa's wrists handcuffed behind their back while working the streets and trying to rid our society of crime. I'm sure if she had her way, there would be no statistic keeping or reporting of any possible or suspected illegal aliens to the Department of Homeland Security for verification on their immigration status. Oh, one other story while we've got time I want to fill everyone in on. It kind of caught my eye. Most of you probably heard it. Came out of Mission, Texas this past week. It was just on Friday. Police say the jingle of an ice cream truck meant potsicles. That is to say, elementary school students tipped police off to an ice cream truck driver who was apparently selling $5 and $10 bags of marijuana from the back of his ice cream truck. Most customers were in the third, fourth, and fifth grades, according to Yahoo News. It's a scary thought, but that's the info we received, Mission Police Chief Leo Longoria said. Raimundo Flores, a 40-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, was arrested Thursday on charges of possession of marijuana. He was transported to the Hidalgo County Jail after a judge set bond at $30,000. I believe they ought to add about one or two more zeros to that, but we don't have control over that at this time. It goes on to say his case will likely be turned over to federal immigration officials. While police didn't witness any sales, a drug-sniffing dog did help them find packets of marijuana alongside the more traditional frozen treats in his truck. News video showed the driver may have been doing some subtle advertising. While outside of the truck was festooned with pictures of ice cream, pendants in the shape of marijuana leaves dangled inside the truck itself. Only in America, but hopefully not for long. And we also have a story out of Indiana where an illegal alien wearing a ski mask allegedly breaks into a home, kidnaps, and molests a 7-year-old girl. She was found alive and required surgery from the attack and will recover. The assailant was arrested, and he's facing charges of sexual assault and kidnapping. And this was out of Indianapolis. The 7-year-old victim is recovering at a local hospital. Also, prosecutors say the suspect, Jonathan Castillo, 27, confessed in court that he committed the crime after drinking at the Capitol Place Apartments. It was in the middle of the night. I guess drinking seems to be a common element in the defense or the excuse offered by many of these assailants nowadays. I'm sorry if drinking happens to be a heavy trait in the culture of these illegals, wherever they come from. But here in America, if you're going to drink, you've got to drink responsibly, or you just need to enter a 12-step program or stay at home. That's all I can tell you. It says here, the young victim was asleep inside with her mother in the same room. This idiot broke into the house and picked this beautiful little 7-year-old girl up out of the same room sleeping with her mother, carried her to a nearby apartment where he sexually assaulted her. The girl's family members later awoke and discovered she was missing. The police department was notified, and the parents left their apartment to look for the daughter. They saw a man coming up the road carrying her. The man dropped the girl on the ground and quickly turned and ran away. Police arrested Castillo after his girlfriend gave them key information about the evidence in the apartment. Prosecutors called the crime disturbing. A little girl not safe even in her own home. The attack was so brutal. Police said that the young victim had to undergo surgery at the local hospital. Yeah, that emotional trauma, physical and both mental, is going to stay with her for many years, Brissy said. One count of felony child molestation and one count of felony burglary, along with two counts of felony criminal confinement and one count of battery, were filed against Castillo. He is now being held on $250,000 bond. If convicted, he could face up to 100 years in prison. And if you ask me, that's not good enough. Well, folks, it's time for the half-hour break. Stay tuned. I'm Dan Howard out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm your host of the Outraged Patriots Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Take an egg. Set it in a small bowl, put a cell phone on each side of the bowl, and turn them on. Within 90 minutes, you have a fried egg, much like fried brain. The radiation from cell phones is so high that reports are piling up on the increase in tumors in the soft tissue of the ear area. Wired headsets like Bluetooth zap you with three times more radiation, which goes directly through the wire into your ear. Even portable phones convey radiation. The way to protect yourself is to order a wave shield that blocks the radiation going into your ear up to 99%. WaveShield sells their radiation filters all over the world and are the best in the business. Go to TheAmericanVoice.com or call toll-free 866-989-9147. Don't take a chance on getting tumors or cancer. Go to TheAmericanVoice.com or call toll-free 866-989-9147 now. And mention you've heard this ad on The American Voice Radio Network. Friends, the truth is that our nation is heading for disaster. From the threat of deadly viruses like avian flu to deadly chemtrails and much more. As confirmed by undercover investigative journalist Pamela Schubert, America is heading for deep internal crisis in the times to come. Isn't it a good idea to plan ahead? Nature's Defense Premium Ionic Silver is one of the finest survival products on the market today. In fact, to prove it to you, we will send you a 16-ounce bottle of Nature's Defense Premium Ionic Silver absolutely free. This fine product can retail for $35 in health food stores everywhere. But Nature's Defense offers you ionic silver at rock bottom prices. And your first bottle is free if you call now. 1-260-562-3145. That's 1-260-562-3145. Or contact us at naturesdefense@hotmail.com. And tell them you heard about it on the American Voice Radio Network. Don't be caught without it.
The U.S. dollar is fluctuating, gasoline reserves are low, and the price is rising. World events are, at best, uncertain. How would you fare a stock market crash, hyperinflation, or an overall economic collapse? What would you do if you woke up and the U.S. dollar had the buying power of a penny? Call Swiss America at 1-800-5-COIN for a free 21-page report explaining the current economic dangers and how you can take steps to protect yourself and family. Call Swiss America at 1-800-5-COIN. That's 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646. To learn how you can become prepared, call 1-800-289-2646 and mention you heard it on the American Voice Radio Network.
Hello, folks. Dan Howard back with you here, Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm your host of the Outraged Patriots Radio Show on the American Voice Radio Network. You can always pick up our program on Monday evenings from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Time. That's 6 to 8 p.m. for those of you on the West Coast, and 9 to 11 for those of you in New York, North Carolina, East Coast area. Again, that's theamericanvoice.com. Like I said before our break, I wanted to touch base with you on a Tulsa, Oklahoma City Council meeting this past Thursday evening. That was very controversial. It got very loud at times. It was covered by the local media, and then I saw it on several AP sites over the country. KOTV, the local CBS affiliate here in Tulsa, covered it. And on their website, they have the title as City Council Approves Immigrant Status Checks. I'll go ahead and read the story here, and then I will give you the real story. It says here, the Tulsa City Council has approved a resolution to allow Tulsa police to do immigration checks during arrests. City Council discussions lasted late into the night on Thursday. After a lot of discussion, the council finally passed a resolution shortly after 11:15 p.m., approving the checks by 6-3 vote. The resolution originally applied only to felony arrests, but during Thursday night's meeting, the resolution was amended to include misdemeanor arrests. Some who attended Thursday's meeting say the resolution does not go far enough. What about the citizens that are victims at the hands of illegal aliens we have here in Tulsa? Why must we wait for an individual to be arrested for a felony before we ask about citizenship, said Tulsa Minuteman Wendell Neal. On the other hand, immigrant proponents say the resolution casts a negative image on Tulsa. Tulsa, Oklahoma, like Oklahoma, are being known as the most anti-immigrant city in America, said Reverend Victor Orta with the American Dream Coalition, a local pro-illegal immigration Hispanic group. Leaders of the Outraged Patriots, as well as leaders from the Coalition of Hispanic Organizations, also attended Thursday's meeting. The audience at the Tulsa City Council meeting did get loud during parts of the meeting, and the City Council had to quiet them down. Well, I will attest to that, folks. That is exactly what happened. The room at times was standing room only, but it definitely had a full crowd. Probably, I'd say we probably had 100 to 125 pro-illegal immigration attendees, and probably the same amount of those against illegal immigration. The meeting started out with the normal course of business, and by the time they got around to the issue at hand on immigration status checks, there were 35 people that had signed up to give a time limit of 5 minutes on any public comments they wanted to make, either for or against the resolution. And to give you some insight on this, this resolution has been on the drafting board by several legislators here in the Tulsa city government for a while. However, the mayor decided to try to get a feather in her hat by running this resolution through, but she put the words in there that this applied only to felony arrests, which that basically cuts out the majority of your criminals that you run into on the street. The majority of those start out committing misdemeanors, and there's just many, many, many more misdemeanors that, in my opinion, and most of those here in Oklahoma, warrant the immigration status check of someone. And, I mean, everyone else here in this country that is a U.S. citizen is normally expected to identify themselves even on a traffic stop. Well, that was the main heat of the message from those that were wanting it to be more stringent. The those against the resolution wanted it completely dropped. They said it was hateful, hurtful legislation that would do nothing but divide the community. Well, trust me, people, the community is already divided on this issue, on this issue, but it is divided on about a 75% to 25% ratio, and that is being conservative, that at least 75% of the people in the city of Tulsa, I promise you, have had a gutful of illegal aliens and their crime and their continual delivery in town. Every Saturday, one or two buses comes in and drops off a full bus load of folks. Nobody knows where they're coming from. We pretty well can tell, but nobody knows for sure. But it is definitely not a Greyhound bus that's pulling up to the bus station and publicly dropping these people off. It happens over in East Tulsa, where the area commonly known as Little Mexico is located, and they've been seen behind pulling up behind grocery stores, letting the people out, but it's always done at kind of a discreet location. Well, Tulsa's basically sent a message that right now, for the time being, before Oklahoma House Bill 1804 was approved and came into law, we had a sanctuary city policy here in Tulsa. 1804 was made into law. It goes into effect November 1st. But in the meantime, this allows the Tulsa Police Department to begin checking the immigration status of anyone arrested on misdemeanor and felonies. However, the meeting started out, the public comment period started out with a retired chief of police from Tulsa by the name of Drew Diamond. This man left office, to the best of my recollection, 15 to 20 years ago. He was a very considered to be a very liberal, community-based, policing-oriented chief, and there was a lot of controversy when he finally retired and moved on. Many of the officers had expressed total lack of support for the chief due to his what they felt like was his weak stance on hard crime. He would not recognize its gangs as existing in the city of Tulsa. And anyone with a big city knows that you have gangs. They have the Crips, they have the Bloods. Now, due to illegal immigration, we have the MS-13s, and there's other violent gangs out there. This chief's position back then was basically that when you recognize that these gangs exist, then you give them legitimacy. Well, most of the folks here were disagreeing with him on the fact that when you're having drive-by shootings and people are dying and the suspects are called either Crips or Bloods, you already have a legitimate gang problem that you can't deny. And his approach to the problem was considered by many to be basically a stick-your-head-in-a hole-in-the-sand approach to dealing with it. However, he's been a consultant to the Department of Justice over the years, if I remember right, and I believe he's a consultant for some of those in the local Hispanic community to local law enforcement. I've had that told to me, but I haven't been able to verify that yet. However, he took a very tough stance against any kind of immigration checks whatsoever in this city. He said it was not good police work, it was bad legislation, that Tulsa was showing a very ugly side, and he just basically went on and gave every reason known to any person that is pro-illegal alien in their stance. He gave talking points as to why this resolution should not be passed. And it came across as very condescending to me, very, very, very left-leaning, and very much against the overwhelming majority of what fellow Tulsans want. And I was proud when one of the city councilors, Bill Christensen, posed a question to him that asking him, do you agree with our immigration laws, our U.S. immigration laws? And Mr. Diamond stated yes, that he did feel that he supported our immigration laws. But he basically couldn't get a legitimate answer out of him whenever he wanted to know then would he have a problem with an ICE, an Immigration Customs Enforcement Office, being opened in the city of Tulsa. The only office we have for those federal activities is located in Oklahoma City, and with them being 100 miles away from Tulsa, with the metro area approaching a million in population, we need one of those offices right here in Tulsa. Matter of fact, there was a letter from U.S. Representative out of the 1st District of Oklahoma, John Sullivan, this week, that was openly addressed to the Tulsa Mayor, Kathy Taylor, and this letter was also later endorsed by Senator Inhofe and Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, stressing to the mayor that we need law enforcement's hands untied so we can check the immigration status of the suspects and the criminals that they run into on crimes in the line of their duty, so that we can rid Tulsa of an ever-growing problem, a growing source of suspects that we have basically no information on. Whether these people are deported by the federal government or not, it is derelict. Anyone knows in law enforcement that if you do not know and keep track who your suspects are in your city that are either field interviewed, arrested, or booked into jail, that you have a much harder time solving crimes in the future. Hello? Well, Chief Diamond just didn't really want to step up to the plate and get very active in supporting an ICE office being opened up in Tulsa, in my opinion. He just tried to dodge the subject. We didn't get a resounding yes from him that he'd love to see an ICE office located here. I believe he and or the Reverend Victor Orta, he is the one of the local leaders for the Hispanic community here in Tulsa. He also stated that he was for the immigration laws in America. However, when asked had he ever reported anyone to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, he stated he had not. And I don't believe he answered the question put to him as to what instance, in his opinion, would constitute justifying contacting ICE on suspected illegal immigrants. So I believe we can pretty well tell where these men stand. If you really want to know where these men stand, stay tuned. Next week I'm going to try to have some audio from that meeting. After former Chief Diamond spoke, we also had, again, the Reverend Orta, who spoke, several other of those from the Hispanic community and a couple from the Black community, Native American community, some of those against the policy, some of them for the policy. We had people from the Tulsa Minuteman Project that got up and spoke against making this policy for felony arrests only. Basically, everyone was against the policy, except they either were against it in the fact that they didn't want it at all, they wanted the police's hands tied, or they wanted this policy to have some teeth, which is the stance I took, in that it should have felony and misdemeanor arrestees all automatically demanded by policy that these people are checked when they're booked into the Tulsa County Jail, checked through the federal government's Immigration Status Center. And there was some loud comments at times. There was some booing and some cheering. The city council members had to warn the audience a few times that if they didn't calm it down, they were going to adjourn early. And I tell you what happened. I was number 32 out of 35 on the list to speak. So the meeting started at 6 p.m. It was about 10 after 10 p.m., about 4 hours after the meeting originated, before I finally got to say my piece. And I'd spent about 3 or 4 hours on a speech prepared for this deal, 5 minutes maximum, so it couldn't be a lot, but I tried to get something prepared that would express my position as a former law enforcement officer. For those of you who haven't tuned in before, I have 13 years of police experience in city police work and as an Oklahoma Highway Patrol trooper. I have a degree in criminal justice, and I used to work during the days whenever we did not have the crime issues that we have to this day, at this time. And when we picked up illegal aliens, we could contact Immigration and Naturalization Service, INS is what it was called at the time, and the majority of the time they would come and detain the individual and in most cases deport them back to their home country, which is not the case anymore. I got up there and I was so pissed off after all the comments that I had heard out of these people, calling us racists, calling people in the audience bigots, stating that Tulsa was becoming the most anti-illegal immigrant racial city in the in the United States, and I will tell you right now, that is the biggest crock of crap I have ever heard in my life. Tulsa has a strong stance against illegal immigration, but the people of Oklahoma and the people of Tulsa are good, God-fearing people that are true Americans, and the majority of these people just want our country back the way it used to be. They are not racist. They are not bigots. When you talk about Tulsa as a whole, they're good people that have just had it with the effects of the failure of the federal government to control immigration on an illegal level and with the federal government's failure to secure our borders. When I got up there, I told them, I forget the speech, I told them that I had it with everything I'd heard that night, that it was a big bunch of hypocritical rhetoric, that you have an organization called La Raza that represents a huge majority of the Hispanic community in America, a large percentage of those being illegals, and La Raza stands for, in the English language people, the race. That's what La Raza stands for. And their motto is, quote, for the race, everything. For those of any other race, nothing. Now, I do not know how more racial you can get than having that for your motto. We're not up there talking about anyone's skin color or their, you know, ethnic origin. We are talking about nationalism, about patriotism, about wanting the U.S. Constitution upheld. Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution clearly states that the U.S. government shall guarantee each state a republican form of government and that it shall protect each of them from invasion. And as I've said in the past, that is not happening by your federal government right now. Matter of fact, your federal government, on the most part, is turning a blind eye. And when I say your federal government, I'm not talking about your Border Patrol agents. I'm not talking about your ICE offices. I'm talking about the leaders in this country that tell these agencies what they can and cannot do and what they give them money for and what they tell them they will not give them money for. It is not your police officers, your law enforcement officers, your agents out there in Customs and Border Patrol and Coast Guard or anything like that. This is with senators and representatives and cabinet members in the White House. You have got people that are wanting to pursue a globalist agenda to where they want to bring in Canada, America, and Mexico into one big trade consortium called the North American Union, and you can't do that with a big, big wall. I've had many people tell me that they want the Great Wall of America, 20 foot high all the way down the southern border. And if it becomes a problem on the Canadian border, put one up there too. But they say you can't have open and free trade with a border up. Well, you can't have open and free trade with a culture that, as Fred Thompson put it, their export, their greatest export is their people. When their people are exporting to another country in mass, and many of them being criminals that have recently been let out of prison and jail on the grounds, hey, we'll let you out early as long as you leave the country. Well, you know, you don't have to roll the dice take 50-50 odds like you do in a craps game to know these people aren't going to head southbound. They're coming northbound. And you just can't have open trade. And the federal government, those senators and representatives and legislators and public officials in the cabinet that are pushing this agenda are openly going against the American public, the overwhelming portion of the American public that ranks up into the 80s on percentages in the polls, that state they've had a gutful of illegal immigration. We don't want the illegals to stay here. We don't want our borders left open. We want these businesses to quit hiring these illegals so Americans can start making a living again. As Lou Dobbs on CNN says, this is a war on the middle class. Big business is in bed with your government along with the big leftist socialist wing, the Marxist-leaning wing that want to take capitalism and the freedoms offered to us by our Constitution away from those people that are citizens of this country. So for you apathetic Americans out there that are still struggling with what's really going on or I don't have the time to listen, I can't tell you loud enough, get involved with this. I don't care if you go to numbersusa.com and help send faxes. You can send faxes for free on Roy Buck's website to all your legislators demanding that they take hard stances against this. This service that Roy Buck provides is one of the greatest, most patriotic things I've ever seen, because hundreds of thousands of faxes have been sent to Capitol Hill and to the U.S. Senators' private offices in their home states from people that have had a gutful of their Constitution being trampled on by a herd of elephants and a herd of donkeys, Republicans and Democrats. I went on to say in that city council meeting that I remembered the police department and what it was like under that Chief Diamond and the liberal policies, the community-based oriented police policies, and how the police department was just, it had its hands tied back then. The officers were frustrated. They were sick to death of this situation, and we wound up with the chief of police after that. I'd give anything to have another one just like him. We had him for years, named Ron Palmer. Great chief. Took a hard stance on crime, but treated people fairly. Well, I told these people how Terry Anderson, the big black fellow from L.A., the hostage of South L.A., has a great talk show on radio stations in Vegas and Phoenix and Los Angeles. You can find him at www.theterryandersonshow.com. This fellow has in the last 13 years seen his neighborhood go from an all-black neighborhood where the majority of it was black, where they were all friends and they were relatives and they grew up to school together. The kids' parents were all friends from high school. Everybody knew most everybody in the neighborhood. The grandparents were fought in the war together. And it has gone to a point now where that man's neighborhood is invaded with illegal aliens. They live two and three families per home. There is no place to park all the cars in the street. So there are cars parked in all the front yards. Some backyards have cars. And 30 to 40% of the garages in these homes are rented out to yet another family of illegal aliens. And his property values have dropped like an anvil with a wax job out of a B-52 at 60,000 feet. But yet this man has the guts to get up on that radio station's microphone every Sunday night, and he broadcasts from Mexico all the way north along the west coast, clear up to the southern portion of Washington State. And he tells people, if you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. I'm telling you, he is warning fellow Americans. This is another great patriot that has stood up against his government's lack of interest in this crisis, his government's indifference to what he thinks and many other Americans, millions of Americans, what they think, and who are openly giving the last act of defiance to the American people. Yes, we are that little mouse standing on the ground, and that eagle is swooping in, I'm telling you, and he's going to eat us up, and it's time for us to give Congress the last act of defiance. But instead of getting out of here and just waving the middle finger, do it symbolically. Get off your butt, pick up that telephone, get in your phone book, go to the Outrage Patriots website. Down at the bottom of the page, we've got a link that says Contact Your Legislators. It's easy. You click on the link, pick your state. It'll tell you where you live by area code or zip code, who your legislators are, and it gives you their email and their phone numbers and their fax numbers. It is easy, people. Even for those of you who are not computer literate, get a friend. And most everybody has a computer nowadays. They'll help you. Contact your legislators. Contact the legislators that you read about in the newspapers that are standing up for this idiotic legislation. Senator Kyle and Senator McCain of Arizona. Senator Feinstein. She admitted she'd had thousands and thousands of vitriolic phone calls, yet she still insinuated that she was wanting to pursue this legislation because the country needed it. We've got Senator Lindsey Graham down in South Carolina. What a moron. A senator from South Carolina that's going to get up and tell the people at the La Raza convention, remember that name, The Race? In translation, it's The Race, La Raza. He got up and told those folks that we're going to get this immigration law right for change. And he said, quote, and we're going to tell the bigots to shut up. Well, when he said that, he was speaking about me. He was speaking about Terry Anderson. He was speaking about Tom Tancredo, a great U.S. representative out of Colorado that's in the Republican field of candidates for the 08 presidential election. He was telling Duncan Hunter. He was telling Ron Paul. He was telling every citizen and legislator that once our border secured, that once our illegal aliens, at least those getting arrested on crimes, deported right away, and they want, you know, they don't want anarchy. Just pass laws that take the jobs and the welfare away that we can't afford to give to these people, and they will self-deport home. I feel for the people of Mexico and these other countries that are immigrating here. I feel for them if their country is in that bad a shape. But today is Memorial Day, and we're memorializing the men that fought for our country to preserve our Constitution. And those people are not legal Americans, need to go back home to their own country and have their own damned revolution. I'm Dan Howard. I'm your host of the Outraged Patriots Radio Show. Do not go away. Listen to the Allman Brothers. Take in these messages, and we'll be right back.
Time is money and knowledge is power. That's why you need the Basic Research Library CD from the American Voice now. This CD contains the Federalist Papers, which are the definitive writings illustrating the intent of the Constitution, and the Anti-Federalist Papers, which read like a crystal ball to everything gone wrong concerning the present-day Constitution. This CD also contains Bouvier's Law Dictionary and the Uniform Commercial Code, plus the inaugural speeches of U.S. presidents, the U.N. Charter, NAFTA, Hitler's Mein Kampf, the full Communist Manifesto, the Patriot Act 1 and 2, the model anti-bioterrorism law, the Homeland Security Bill, the FBI's Project Medigo, and too much more to mention here. The CD contains over 1,000 files. To order your CD, go to www.theamericanvoice.com or call us at 541-826-9050. That's 541-826-9050 for ordering information.